at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Welcome back to the Rural Radio Network as we check in on some of today's agriculture news. Up first, Dalton Kranz was named the winner of Saturday's PPR event, Rebel Seclocha, as our rodeo reporter is standing by with those details. Rebel.
In front of a rowdy Saturday night crowd in Lincoln, Nebraska, Dalton Kranz of Summers, Iowa won the PBR Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour's PBR Lincoln inside of Pinnacle Bank Arena. In round one, Kranz conquered bull Sweet John for 87 points to surge to an early event lead. While he was upended by Shakira in a hard-fought 4.38 second fight in the championship round, his first 8-second effort was enough to clinch the win. His win provided him the opportunity and a chance to take on Larry the Cable Guy's Get Her Done Bounty Bull, Mr. Cooley, for a chance at $10,000. Kranz erupted from the chutes, however, was ultimately brought down in a quick 2.01 seconds, denied the cash bonus. After this weekend, Mr. Cooley has now been ridden just twice in 48 outs on record, boasting a 95.83% buck-off rate. For the Rural Radio Network, I'm Rebel Seclocha reporting.
Up next, the national average gas price increased again last week, climbing a little more than 3 cents from a week ago to now $3.60 per gallon. The national average is up 14.2 cents from a month ago and 5.5 cents per gallon lower than it was a year ago. The national average diesel price fell about a cent last week to now $4.01 per gallon on the national average, 16 cents lower than 1 year ago. A reminder of an upcoming deadline as the University of Nebraska-Lincoln extended their original deadline for the Nebraska Elite 11 Veterinary Program. It's now set for April 19th. This program offers aspiring veterinarians an opportunity to apply for the groundbreaking scholarship initiative. We've posted all the details, what you need to know to apply, at ruralradionetwork.com. From the Nebraska Soybean Board Studio, brought to you in part by Nebraska soybean farmers and their checkoff, you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
Hi, this is Michelle Haynes with Western Nebraska Behavioral Health. In our modern, fast-paced lives, it's common to prioritize productivity or entertainment over sleep. However, it's crucial to understand that sleep plays a vital role in maintaining good mental health. Quality sleep allows our brains to recharge and process emotions, memories, and information effectively. Without sufficient sleep, we may experience increased irritability, stress, and difficulty coping with daily challenges. Thankfully, by making sleep a priority, we can significantly improve our mental well-being and overall quality of life. Establishing a consistent sleep schedule, adopting a relaxing bedtime routine, and creating a comfortable sleep environment are all effective strategies to promote better sleep. Tonight, let's commit to turning off screens, unwinding, and giving ourselves the gift of a restful night's sleep. Our mental health will thank us for it. If you need extra help, consider reaching out to local mental health providers or call 988 for crisis assistance.
This message is brought to you by Beacon Panhandle, focusing on the recruitment and retention of behavioral health professionals.
Nice is no fees. Welcome to Platte Valley Bank, where you'll never pay an ATM fee. We care about our customers and their money, which is why we offer free ATMs. Not only can you use our ATMs for free, we will also reimburse your fee if you use other ATMs. No fine print, no strings attached. See how nice banking can be when you open a checking account at Platte Valley Bank. Visit us today at pvbank.com. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
With spring upon us, now is the time to be thinking about getting your herbicide, pesticide, and seed plan in place. Now, whether it's winter wheat, spring, or summer crops, or alfalfa or weevils, you need to give Panhandle Ag and Shadron a call for your custom spraying, chemical, fertilizer, and seed needs. Panhandle Ag, your independent agricultural retailer focused on quality products and exceptional service. Call Corey at Panhandle Ag today at 308-430-0462.
May we have a brief, friendly chat?
Sound off, sound off.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Sound off, sound off.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Let's go back and count some more. Sound off, sound off.
Good morning, 818, 50 degrees downtown Shadman on Tuesday morning, time for Sound Off. Carrie Remps here, Northwest Nebraska Tourism Director. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff.
We're kind of fastly, is that a word, fastly?
Quickly,
super quickly approaching the grand opening of tourist season.
Yes, well, we already have our soft opening because turkey season's going on.
It's brought a few to town, hasn't it?
Yes, so we're already kind of there. But yes, Memorial Day, which is the official start of tourism season, is not very far away, about 6 weeks.
I think I'm going to officially apologize to the turkey hunters. Yesterday they got blown into the next county, and today they're getting wet.
And blown into the next county because it was also windy, too.
Right. Yep. Sorry, guys. Put on the rain gear and staple your hat down because you're going to need it today. Good luck finding the turkeys.
Yeah, they might be hopefully tucked up somewhere.
They're hunkered down somewhere.
Warm and dry.
Yep.
Yes, but yeah, we're getting close. And to that end, we had our tourism industry gathering here a couple of weeks ago. We call that Treasure Chest. This was our fourth annual, and it was a lot of fun.
It's a pretty nice party.
Yeah, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Good job coming out. Talking to all those folks.
They let me out of my cage once in a while.
Yeah, we had, I think, over 80 folks at the industry workshop this year. That's our largest ever. So we're excited that it continues to grow each year. And we just get everybody together. We do a little brochure exchange so folks can have information on all of the different attractions in the area so they are prepared to answer questions or make referrals to folks as they are saying, hey, what else is there to do? And we had some really great food from B&B Catering. And then we did some educational sessions, we like to call them, and just talk a little bit about what's going on, what you can do. Answer any questions that folks have. Make sure they have all of the information in their business to be prepared for a successful tourism season. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, good crowd. And yeah, the food was super good.
Yeah.
And I think everybody had a good time.
Yeah. So appreciate everybody coming out for that. And to Shadrad and the Chamber of Commerce for being our co-sponsors and helping get everything set up and making sure it ran well, and Jeremy and Gabby both spoke. Prairie Agate Rock Shop, Valerie over there, she also spoke. Everybody really enjoyed her talk, I think, and, you know, kind of what that perspective is to start. She started a business that was literally only open during the summer and has now expanded it and been so successful that she's open pretty much almost year-round now, except for when she's down south getting more stock for the tourism season.
Yeah.
So.
And who would have known something as unusual as that rocks, you know? And she has a pretty big following.
Yep, she does. And she's expanded her building a couple of times. And so, yeah, it was great to hear from her and kind of how it's evolved over the years. And now her son's joining her in that business. So good for them. And so appreciate her willing to come up and visit about different things. And Gabby and Jeremy talked about how we can collaborate with each other and continue to grow tourism here in Northwest Nebraska. And then I got to talk about boring stuff like statistics. So we won't talk about that on the radio this morning.
Yeah, interesting, though. I mean, it is interesting to just see where we've gone over the past several mm-hmm. years. And
yep.
And how this big COVID event impacted us and mm-hmm. maybe how it didn't compared to some of the other parts of the country. And
yeah,
all
absolutely.
Of those things were very interesting as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the knowledge, I think it's helpful just to know that we may not always think of ourselves as a tourist destination.
Right.
But there are a lot of reasons that other people might.
Yep, absolutely. We are. We sometimes take for granted what's in our own backyard. And
right.
I think that goes for no matter where you're at. I think that happens. And you think you have to go away or your friends would never want to come here to spend their vacation or your family or whatever. And that's definitely not true. We have a lot of great things in the area that people really love and enjoy. And once they've been here once, they like to come back. So
Deja was just telling me about taking her kids to Toadstool over the weekend and how much they loved it.
Yeah.
not very far away. You didn't have to go very far to have a pretty good day trip.
Yep, absolutely. Know? There's a lot of things. I just had somebody from Shadron here in the office yesterday, and they said this is our year to kind of explore more locally. And so they were talking about the fact that they'd never been to Agate Fossil Beds, so that's on their list for the summer, and other things like that. Of course, we've got Fort Robinson and Museum of the Fur Trade, and there's always things going on. And, you know, it's something that attracts people from across the country to come here and learn about different things.
I remember something that really sticks out in my memory is this Nebraska Passport program that they do every year. And when I realized really how big a deal this is, I was out at the Dawes County Museum. I think it was a Friday morning, and I was doing a live remote out there, 9 o'clock in the morning, because they had, I don't even remember what it was, a national exhibit.
Yep, they had a national Smithsonian exhibit there. Yep.
I bet I met 5 or 6 people while I was in that little short period of time while I was there. I met a number of people that were there specifically because of the Passport program. That's what brought them there.
Absolutely. That is a huge, huge program. I think every year they have over 1,000 people that go to all 70 stops on the Passport program. And a large number of that those thousand people are from out of state.
Sure.
You know, it's not all just in-state people. Some of it is. Obviously, they take different weekend trips or whatever and do it over the course of the entire summer. But some of those folks are from out of state. A good number of them are from out of state. So that's a pretty huge commitment to do 70 stops, you know, in your week's vacation or whatever it is that you have. And yeah, we are fortunate that we have actually 3 Northwest Nebraska stops on the Passport program this year. Bean Broker, the Fort Robinson History Center, and the Museum of the Fur Trade are all on the Passport program. This is their 15th anniversary of that program. And so instead of 70 stops this year, they're doing a bonus 15 for a total of 85 to mark that anniversary. So we have 3 on there this year, which is really good. Last year we only had 1, and that's great. But with 1, they tend to come in, go to that stop, and then leave to go on to the next thing. So with 3, hopefully they'll stay a night or two in the area so that they can catch all 3 of them and maybe do a couple of other things. So we always like it when we have at least a few on the list. So yeah, that's exciting to have those there. So, and speaking of Bean Broker, they do have their anniversary party coming up on Friday, starting at 5. So come on out and help them celebrate their 5th anniversary. And also on the events this weekend, we've got several other things as well. Circle of Light fundraiser is this weekend as well. That's always a fun night out.
Oh, that's coming up Friday night, isn't it?
It is Friday night, yes. And I was looking at some of the things they have. Sorry. I'm going to grab some water. Looking at some of the things they have for auction, and they got some really cool things set up on their auction. So
I'm always amazed at the donations they get and really, really super nice stuff.
Yeah.
And even from far away. I mean, as far away as Omaha.
Yeah. So pretty cool. And all of that, of course, goes to help local cancer patients. So fun night out and a great cause as well. So
that'll be super good food as well. And I think it's 5:30.
Let me just
Friday
pull
night,
this
is that
up
right?
here. 5:30, yes, and that is out at the Dawes County Fairgrounds. So they'll start with cocktails in the silent auction, and then the live auction will start at 7, and tickets are $20 each, available at the hospital. So be sure to check that out if you're around. The other thing coming up Friday night, the Crawford Chamber. We're excited to see this. They're really getting reinvigorated over there at the Crawford Chamber and starting to host some events. They've had some ribbon cuttings and things. But on Friday from 5:30 to 7, they're planning a hospitality night. And it's just kind of a meet and greet. And they're inviting folks working in hospitality in the Crawford area to come and get to know each other and get involved with the chamber. So that was a good night out as well if you're over there in Crawford. And then we got some things coming up on Saturday as well. There's the 8 to Great presentation. That's taking up place over at Perk Up Java at 8:30 a.m. It's $20 a person. So guest speaker Roxy Smith will be there. And then also on Saturday the 20th, I'm not sure I can say this word. It's conscious breathing. It's the practice of conscious breathing. I cannot pronounce the actual official Sanskrit name for it, so I'm not going to try because I know I will butcher it. But the Ayurvedic lifestyle, Karina is over there. She's starting to do a lot of things, meditation, yoga, different things like that. So that will be going on Saturday as well at 3 o'clock. And I think that'll be I'll be interested to see how that goes. I think that'll be a fun business addition to Crawford, particularly for tourists coming in looking for something unique. And then Red Thread Bakery has a big bread bash at the Chadron Open Art facility on Saturday. There's a theater performance at Chadron State College of the Revolutionists on Saturday. There's live music by Tris Munsick at the Tailgate Bar on Saturday. The Crawford Library is hosting another history talk on Sunday. So there's lots and lots of things going on even this weekend. So make sure to keep an eye out for all of that this weekend, because there's a ton of stuff going on.
I'm looking at your event calendar right now.
That's good.
There's many, many things on there.
Yes, we have things, obviously, you know, still clear out until October, December. We've got things on the calendar already, but definitely a lot of stuff still starting to take place right now more and more. So
really good resource if you're just thinking, hey, what could I do this Saturday, or you know, right, what's going on this weekend, because you have really a wide range of events, everything from things that are going on at the college to events downtown and just all kinds of things around the area.
Yeah, we try to keep it populated, and we're always telling people, if you've got a speaker or live music or karaoke or open mic nights or whatever is going on that is something for people to get out and do, let us know about it. You can actually just give me a phone call or an email, stop by the office, or you can go on to discovernwnebraska.com and just submit that right online. When you go to the calendar of events page, there's a button there that gives you the option of just submitting it online, and then I can just go forward and approve that. But lots of stuff. Next week on the 25th, we've got, this is kind of cool because I'm a horse person, we've got the National Legacy Tour. It's the 150th anniversary of the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
And you might ask, what does that have anything to do with Northwest Nebraska? But the first Triple Crown winner was actually at Fort Robinson at stud after he retired from racing. Sir Barton. He was the first unofficial. It was before the Triple Crown was a thing, but he won all of those races. So they retroactively named him the first Triple Crown winner, and he was at stud at Fort Robinson when he retired from racing. So a couple of people who've written books and done a documentary about Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown are going to be at Fort Robinson talking about that legacy. So that is kind of cool. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
That is on April 25th. And then, of course, next weekend is the Chadron Festival of Quilts. So that's another big event, kind of kickstarts the spring season, is that fabric art festival. So that's the 26th through the 28th out at the fairgrounds. And their theme this year is disappearing blocks. So I don't know what that's about, but it'll be fun to go see. And they always have great speakers and trunk shows and lots of vendors and
it's kind of combining quilting and magic.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
We'll have to see. But this is their 30th Festival of Quilts, so happy anniversary to them. That's kind of a big deal.
That is really a neat event, too.
Yeah.
It is amazing to see the talent of the people in our area. And I'm always amazed at that.
Yeah.
Even if you have no interest in quilting, just to look at
the
variety and the skill and the themes of these things, it's just, some of them are super cool.
Yeah, there's some pretty complex quilts that get put on display with just amazing designs at this thing. So, yeah.
And definitely. Anything imaginable. I mean, I kind of think of a quilt as patchwork blocks or some kind of geometric shapes, and and that is still something that's popular, but outdoor scenes and kinds
I've
of different
ones
things
with like
that.
The bison and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely a cool event. So again, that's April 26th through 28th out at the fairgrounds. So you can head out there and catch, like I said, they bring in speakers, they do trunk shows, and then just, you know, having lots of quilts on display, vendors. So if you are a quilter, you can get some things that you might need. Lots of other things, though, coming up. The library here in Chadron, Poe Ballantyne will be talking about his two newest books. He has two new books out. So if you're into author events, that's on the schedule as well. We're going to be starting graduation season pretty soon. Sioux County High School has graduation April 27th. And then
this month.
This month, yes.
Wow.
And then we'll roll in with all the other high schools and, of course, the college graduation. So we'll have families visiting. So we hope that they can get out and take in some of these other events or visit our museums or hit a hiking trail or whatever while they're celebrating with their kiddos. Old West Trail Rodeo Fundraiser. They haven't done their steak dinner, I think, for like a year maybe or two. They kind of had tried some other fundraisers, but they're bringing back their steak dinner and auction. So Old West Trail Rodeo will have that on April 27th at 5 o'clock, up at the rodeo grounds. Tickets are $35 a person or $60 per couple. That starts at 5 o'clock on the 27th. So another fun event always to get out. And then, of course, it helps put on the PRCA rodeo that takes place over 4th of July. So, that's a pretty big event. It's the third oldest PRCA rodeo in Nebraska. Did you know that?
I did.
Good for you.
Only because people come in and talk about it.
Have I told you that before, maybe?
Oh, I think you've probably told me. Jody Bass has told me. We've talked about Old West Trail Rodeo quite a bit.
Good
so.
Deal. And then something that's coming up on May 4th. At 11:30, the Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America will be making a pit stop here in Chadron. So this is, I think, going to be a pretty big deal. There's usually 150 to 200 motorcycles on this Kyle Petty Charity Ride. And if you don't know, Kyle Petty, Petty family in general, pretty big NASCAR family, Richard Petty for older generations. Was pretty big deal in his day. And so they pick a route every year, different places where they start a ride and they ride across part of the country on their motorcycles, and it raises money for Victory Junction, which is a camp that the Petty family has for disabled children. And so this year they are coming through Chadron. They're going to start in Deadwood and head through Chadron on their way to North Platte.
Well, thank you for that explanation. That was very. We had received word of this event, but the details were just not very good, and we didn't really know what it was all about. So
That's what they do. And so there's going to be celebrity riders coming. Richard and Kyle Petty will both be there, along with several other celebrity riders. So folks are invited out to Country Kitchen on May 4th at 11:30. To meet those folks and just kind of take a look at the motorcycles if you're into that thing, you know.
Sure.
And so they'll be here just on a pit stop, and then they'll proceed on and to North Platte, which is where they'll spend the night before they take off the next day. But it's a 7-day trek, so they move along pretty quickly across the country. It'll be an interesting thing. All those motorcycles will be there, and like I said, some celebrity riders. So if you are a NASCAR fan, this would definitely be of interest to you to come out and meet Richard and Kyle Petty and whoever else they might have along with them this year. So
sure. All right, we better take a break. It is 8:37. We've been talking with Carrie Remp this morning, Northwest Nebraska Tourism Director. More Sound Off after this.
When severe weather rolls into the Chadron listening area, you need a voice that can deliver the latest information before the storm hits. From the Chadron Weather Center, we have the technology to help track the storm and let you know what to expect before it happens. Online or on air, we are your source for severe weather coverage brought to you by Joe Peters Roofing in Hay Springs, 308-360-1049. Whether it's storm damage or an upgrade to your current roof, your first call needs to be Joe Peters Roofing, 308-360-1049.
It pays in the end to start with the best. Buy quality seeds from your local seed dealer, Heritage Seed Company, 324 Main Street in Crawford. Heritage Seed Company has pasture grasses, wheat, alfalfa, sorghum, inoculates, corn, livestock, and pet feed. They also carry agricultural pesticides, hardware, farm supplies, tools, lawn and garden supplies, spring grains, bedding plants, trees, and shrubs. For the best crops in the end, start with the best from Heritage Seed Company, 324 Main in Crawford.
Farming and ranching isn't just your livelihood, it's your life. No one understands that better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. They offer comprehensive coverage that protects your farm or ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. You'll get customized coverage in one policy with one premium and one deductible when you need it most. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted DeSagio in Hay Springs and learn more about smarter insurance for agriculture.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Quality time
with Taco John's. You never forget the big moments, like devouring your very first slice of crispy oven-baked taco pizza loaded with seven layers of classic taco toppings, or your very second slice, or eighth. Try new taco pizza at Taco John's.
KCSR weather.
Skywatch forecast brought to you by the Shadman Area Aquatics and Wellness Center. Rain today, slight chance of thunderstorms. Upper 50s for a high, northwest winds 25 to 35, gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. Clearing breezy tonight, at overnight low of 35. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain, breezy, and a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, 70% chance of rain or snow, low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny on Thursday, breezy, and a high of 45.
Here are the hours at the Shadron Aquatics and Wellness Center. Open swim Sunday and Monday, 1 to 6, and Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 7. Lap swim Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, Tuesday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Water aerobics are Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7:15, and 7:30 to 8:15. The walking track is available anytime the pool is open. Cost for the party room is $50. These hours are in effect all year long. Call 432-0524 for details.
Cloudy skies, light rain falling on and off downtown Shadman, 87% humidity, winds light at the moment out of the northeast, 50 degrees downtown Shadman.
If you've ever wondered about life as a cowboy, you'll love Red Steagall's Cowboy Corner, filled with music, stories, and poetry embodying the spirit of the West. Hear it every Saturday morning at 11 here in KCSR.
It is 8:40. We're back with Sound Off. We've been talking with Carrie Remp this morning, Northwest Nebraska Tourism Director. We've been talking about some of the events that are coming up, and there are many of them.
There are many, so obviously just always go head on to discovernwnebraska.com. Check out our calendar of events to stay up to date. Do want to mention just a couple of other ones as we get into May, because I'm not sure if these might, I don't know if I'll be back here before these happen. I didn't look at the calendar. But Free Fishing and Park Entry Day is May 18th. So good chance to go out, enjoy the state parks before the season hits, and free that day. So also May 18th is the Northwest Nebraska Volks March. We will be doing that at Agate Fossil Beds this year. We rotate that around with the Nebraska Trails Association. So we're headed out to Agate this year. We'll have 5K and 10K routes. But I want to mention it now because registration is open now. And if you register by April 29th, you get a free t-shirt. So get that done if you want the t-shirt. Otherwise, you can just show up at Agate Fossil Beds on May 18th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and register and start. It's not a big deal. Pre-registration is not required. It's $4 to walk just to cover insurance costs. And then you get to explore the trails at Agate Fossil Beds, visit the visitor center, and see all the great exhibits they have there. So May 18th, pre-registration open now. You can get to that. The easiest way to get to that is on the Northwest Nebraska Trails Association page. Just they've got a right there at the top of their homepage, a link so that you can go register. So wanted to make sure we mentioned that as well. But yeah, as always, just follow the calendar of events. There's lots and lots of things on there.
I wanted to make sure that before you go that we mentioned multi-vendor platforms.
Because I taught you a new word, a new phrase today, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yes. So multi-vendor platforms, what are those? Those are things like Airbnb and VRBO or anything like that where folks can list their homes, their guest houses, their ranch stays, whatever they have going on. And so we wanted to just kind of put a shout out to those folks because sometimes we don't always know who they are. But you are part of the tourism industry also. So, you know, come visit with me. Let me know what you're doing. We can provide you with travel guides or maps if you want to put those in your home or whatever that you've got for folks as they come visit the area so that there's resources available to them. We would really love to visit with you. So it's kind of just a shout out to those folks. Airbnb, VRBO, all of those multi-vendor platforms, they do collect lodging taxes and pay that into our fund. So we want to make sure you're, you know, feeling like you're welcome in the tourism industry because you are a big part of it. So, and we're getting more and more of them all the time. So just give me a shout out if you're interested in learning more. You certainly would be welcome to come to things like our tourism industry workshop in the spring when we do that next year, those kinds of things. But if I don't know who you are, I can't talk to you. I can't invite you to those kinds of things. I can't send you information by email when we send out our newsletter. So I just wanted to give a shout out to any of those folks who might be listening. You know, get a hold of me, stop by the Chamber of Commerce, and let's have a conversation.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think we got her covered for today.
I think so. I could sit here and go on and on, but I'm sure we're out of time.
Well, we'll have another day.
We will.
All right. Carrie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for Sound Off for today. Swap Shop coming up about 9:10 here in KCSR.
Sometimes the hardest jobs are the most important, like being a parent. Long hours, busy days, late nights. But when you know that what you're doing is making a difference in someone's life, that keeps you going. At NPPD, we feel the same. Because the pride we experience at the end of a long day, knowing we helped keep your lights on and your power reliable, that's what makes our job all the more worth it. Powering our state, empowering your life. Nebraska Public Power District.
At Southern Airways, we fly to make your day.
Fly from Chadron to Denver and make seamless connections to United, American, and Alaska Airlines. Flying Southern is easy with quick TSA screening, low fares, and free parking at Chadron Municipal Airport. Book online at iFlySouthern.com.
At Southern Airways, we fly to make your day.
That's iFlySouthern.com.
Do you want to party like it's 1889? The Nebraska Bank team has been. We know what you're thinking. How much fun can you possibly have at a bank? Well, for more than 135 years, Nebraska Bank has been rocking it, growing from one small location to serving 9 communities in Nebraska, and we are still rocking. Come check us out and join the fun during business hours Monday through Friday. Help us celebrate our 135 years of community success and party like it's 1889. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Alfalfa will be a very valuable crop this season. There's no reason to let weeds rob you of production or lower alfalfa quality. Horn Chemical and Equipment Company has the answer for cheatgrass, pennycress, mustard, and kosher control. If your alfalfa needs a boost for more tonnage, they stock OFOS for all your feeding hungry alfalfa. Check your alfalfa feeds and give them a call. Early weed control is a must. Horn Chemical and Equipment Company Incorporated, Rapid City, South Dakota. Call 1-800-658-5457.
Looking for scores? Stay up to date with the latest from area high school, college, and pro games on the scoreboard page under the sports tab at shadrad.com.
KCSR.
He works hard to give her all he thinks she wants. A 3-car garage, her own credit cards. with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most. Now the days have grown to years of feeling all alone. She can't help but wonder what she's doing wrong. Lately she'd try anything to turn his head. Would it make a difference if she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. That he tries to show her the love that he holds inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is a story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work to open the door to a heart that I hurt. I hope you notice this look in my eyes, 'cause I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
And I'm gonna hold you tonight. Do all those little things for the rest of your life.
Layered there